Holding Ramahadi Purusha.
Gaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Gaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Gaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi jana vallabha giri varathasi
Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Ramadhin Dham ki jai, သံဃာပိုင်းကြီးရဇမနာပိုင်းကြီးရသုလစီဒေဝီကြီးရဘက်တိဒေဝီကြီးရသာဝိဒဘက်တိဒေဝီ All glory to the Atma All glory to the Atma All glory to the Atma Thank you very much Right.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shonaka Uvacha Kasya Hetun Vijagraha Kalim Digvijaye Nirpa Nirideva Chinna Drik Shudrako Aso Gam Yaha Khuda Hanat Sat Katyata Mahabhaga Yadi Krishna Kata Ashrayam Shonaka Uvacha Kasya Heto Nijagraha Kalim Digvijaye Nirpa Nirideva Chintna Drink Shudra Koso Gamyak Padahanat Jat Katyata Mahabhaga Yadi Krishna Katashrayam Shonaka Uvacha Kasya Heto Nijagraha Alim Digvijaye Nirpa Nirideva Chintna Drik Shudra Koso Gamyak Padahana Kat Katyata Mahabhaga Yadi Krishna Katashrayam Shonaka Uvacha Kasya Heto Nijagraha Kalim Digvijaye Nirpa Nirideva Chitna Drik Shudra Roso Gamyak Padahana Tat Katyata Mahabhaga Yadi Krishna Katashrayam Shonaka Uvacha Shonaka Rishi said Kasya for what? Heto reason Nijagraha sufficiently punished Kalim the master of the age of Kali Digvijaye during the time of his world tour Anripaha, a king. Anrideva, royal person. Sihnadrik, decorated like. Shudrakaha, lowest of the Shudras. Asau,
he.
Gom, cow. Yaha, one who. Vadahanat, struck by the leg. Tat, all that. Katyatam, please describe. Mahabhaga, O greatly fortunate one. Yadi, if however. Krishna, about Krishna. Kata, ashrayam, related with his topic. Translation. Shronaka Rishi inquired, why did Maharaj Parikshit simply punish him, since he was the lowest of the Shudras, having dressed as a king and harmed a cow with his leg? Please describe all these incidences as they relate to the topics of Lord Krishna.
So, here is the basic principle is Yadi Krishna Kathasram. Devotees are interested to discuss something if it is helping us how we can become more and more attached to Krishna. That is it. Otherwise, we are not interested in the matter of general principles of morality, social culture, ethics. They are required. But because this material world means it is a contaminated world, infected world. So, here in this material world, so-called morality or immorality is the same, because it is infected. Just try to understand. If there is an epidemic infection, so in that condition, first of all, what is the necessity? First thing is to disinfect the epidemic. In the infected area, you cannot derive any benefit by discussing morality or immorality. The man is dying out of infection. So, to an immediately dying person who is sure to die due to infection, what is the use of giving instruction on morality or immorality? He's going to die. Similarly, in this world, they have invented so many things. Philanthropism, altruism, nationalism, thisism, thatism, but without Krishna. It is the same position. Without Krishna consciousness, he is going to hell, however moral he may be, however pious he may be, so called. If he does not know Krishna, he does not know. Therefore, the first condition was that we are interested to hear about Maharaj Parikshit punishing the Kali, provided it helps us to advance in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we are not. This is the principle of the world. We can take part in everything. Politics, sociology,
or philanthropism, altruism. There are so many things I've discovered. Provided by taking part in that department of activities, we advance our Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we don't take part. It'll be implicated. That philosophy. That means, dhori mas nasi pani. That we should fish, but don't touch the water. If on the plea of fishing you become fall down in the water and you are gone, what's that? Then what is this? So sometimes we say that you take part in politics. Our business is not to take part in politics for acquiring big posts like president or secretary or attorney general. What will do that? We have no meaning for this post. Because for a devotee, what are these posts? Even the post of Lord Brahma or Indra, the heavenly king, it has no meaning. Vidhimayamradishtakitayate. That is stated by Purvananda Saraswati. He says that kaivallam narakayate. Kaivallam, the monism, to merge into the effulgence, to absolute truth, to become one. That is called kaivallam. Only spirit, that's all. So for a devotee, this kaivalya perfection, monism, is as good as hellish condition of life. Kaivallam narakaya. And siddhasapura akasapuspayate. Siddhasapura means the higher heavenly planet where big demigods live. Just like people are trying to go to this planet, that planet. So Tridasapu. Tridasa means 30. Three times ten. So there are 30 millions of demigods. And they have got different planets also. So they are promised, if you come to this demigod's planet, Janti Deva Pratadevan, you get so much happiness, you live for so many years, you'll have better standard of life, thousand times more than in the they are described in the Vedas. But a devotee says that this Pidasapura, this heavenly planet, is as good as phantasmagoria. They have no value for these things. So, this is the aspiration of the Kormis, to elevate life to higher standard of life as the world is going on. The struggle is going on for having a higher standard of life. But they are becoming implicated. Now there was bull-drawn cart or horse-drawn carriages. Now they have got nice cars also, but the problem is petrol. So the Karmi world is like that. You create one kind of happiness, but side by side you create another kind of unhappiness. This is called Karmi Yoga. That's like if you want to raise one big skyscraper building, then you have to dig somewhere to get the earth, to make the bricks and the iron. You cannot manufacture without taking help of the nature. So if you raise here, you must dig here. This is communism. If you want to enjoy something extraordinarily, you must create another unhappiness extraordinarily.
This is called Kurmi. Therefore, they are Murhas. Murhas means askers, asses. They do not know that by increasing every year new motor cars, I am creating another problem. If there is no petrol, then the whole business will be spoiled. That they do not know. And because they do not know, they are called asses. Mura. The effect they do not know. So, the figures of Pura going to the heavenly planet, just like they are going to the moon planet, but problems after problems, contemplating how to make a platform in the sky to get petrol. The problem is there. Not that very easily going. The problematic. Things are problematic. So, these kinds of plans, just like Ravan, he said, what is the use of becoming devotee? If you want to go to the heavenly planet, I shall make a solid staircase, reinforced concrete, and you can go there. There's no need of endeavoring for austerity, penance, no. So, these people are trying like Ravan, that we shall take you to the moon planet, Venus planet, this planet, and give us money. Now spend, you want spending. In future. In future. So, these Kurmis are just like phantasmagoria, will-o'-the-wisp. And Jainis, they are also merging into the effulgence of Brahma. That is also another foolishness. Because actually nobody can remain in that. Just like we are feeling happy here because we have got so many friends here, ladies and gentlemen, and you are talking. Now, if it was vacant, nobody is here, sometimes in our temple, that's not very good. Nobody likes to sit. Isn't fact, every day, because you have so many, it is very pleasing to sit there. So, by nature, a living entity wants society. Society, friendship and love, divinely bestowed upon man. That is required. And if you live in a forlorn place, nobody is there, no society, no friends, then how long can you stay there? You cannot stay. Just like if you go on the sky by aeroplane, after 4, 5, 6 hours, you become disturbed when the plane will get down. When the plane will get down. This is natural. Why? Why the plane? You are flying very nicely. There is no turmoil, no noise in the sky. Go nicely? No. Similarly, in the sheep also, you travel for many days, so it will be disturbing. People are touching at our hands, we shall latch in some place. So, living entity by nature, he wants association. Artificially, he wants to, just like some of the divorces, like that now we shall go in a solitary place and chant Hare Krishna. Well, that is a different position. It is not possible for the ordinary man. So going to the Brahma effulgence, simply realizing that I am a spirit soul, I have nothing to do, that will not be beneficial. It will again come down. Arudya pichena parang padang tataha patanti adha anadita jusmadang bhaya. If you do not get shelter simply to remain in the impersonal Brahma effulgence, will not make you happy. Artificially you can stay there for some time. Otherwise you will again fall down in this material world for varieties of enjoyment. Because that impersonality is impersonal. A person, those who are attached to impersonal physical field, they do not care to worship the Supreme Personality of God. They say it is Maya. To become impersonal is perfection. So they cannot remain impersonal feature for a very long time. Because nature, we are part and parcel of Krishna. The only fault is that we have tried to imitate Krishna here in this material world. Otherwise, that instinct is there. That's why Krishna is enjoying with Gopi and Radharani. But because I am part and parcel of Krishna, that instinct must be in me also, in minute quantity. But that must be in me. Therefore, we also want to enjoy with so-called lover or beloved or girls or boys. But we are trying to enjoy in a false platform, this material world. Therefore, we are becoming baffled. The same enjoyment which Krishna is offering by his descendants, that if you want to enjoy like this in a society of beautiful young boys and girls, come to me, here it is. Reality. But that they will know. That they will make impersonal. Being frustrated in this material platform, they want to make it zero, sunnavadi. Sunnavadi. Be disgusted, because you cannot be happy in this material environment. So at time, it will be disgusted. That is jnana bhumika. So we have tried our best. What is the use of this enjoyment? Brahma, Sattva, Jagan, Mitsha, this is all false. Now let us become Brahma, become one with Brahma. But that is also false. That idea to become one with Brahma, that is also false. So real reality is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, these sages, big great sages, they are here in Sutta Goswami. They ask the reason why the king, Maharaj Parikshit, punished that Kali in the dreams of a king. So if possible, kindly describe the reason and provide it will help our Krishna consciousness. This is the condition. Jadi Krishna kathasrayam. If there is connection with Krishna, just like the Bhagavad Gita, it is a topic on the battlefield. Srinayana Ruhayana Madhi Ratha Sthapayana Yachita. Arjuna is asking Krishna, please keep my chariot between the two flanks of armies. This is completely military proposal. But why you are interested to hear about Bhagavad Gita? Because Krishna kathasrayam. Because there is Krishna katha, there is an instruction of Krishna. Therefore interest. Otherwise what is the use of hearing somebody is fighting with somebody and is asking his chariot driver, place my chariot in this position, let me see whom I shall have to fight. So what is the use of? There is no use. People are interested in reading. But they are reading all so-called literature, poetry. But we are not interested in such kind of literature. Because there is no Krishna katha. We are interested in Srimad Bhagavatam. and Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because it is Krishna Kata. The same propensity, everyone wants to read something. So we also want to read something. But we read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita because there is Krishna Kata. We are not interested with any other rubbish literature. However, nicely it is prepared. Tadvāga viṣaddhat janatāga viplava. Janatāga viplava jasmin pratiṣṭhlūpam avadhavattapi nāmāni anantasya jasam kitāni jat sinnanti gāyanti ginanti sādhava. That kind of literature. Where nāmāni anantasya, the holy name of the Ananta, the Supreme Unlimited, Namani Anantasya, Jasam Gitani, his glories are described, such kind of literature, Sinanti, Dinanti, Gayanti, Sadhana. That is interesting. Interesting to the Sadhava. They hear, they chant, Sinanti, Gayanti, Ginanti, and accept the philosophy. Tadvāda viṣaddhat janatāda viprajasvin pratiṣṭhlokā, even those verses are not very nicely composed from literary point of view. Still, a sadhu, who is saintly person, he'll take interest of that kind of interest. And other literature, tadvāyasa tīrtham. Other literature, because there is no description of the Supreme Absolute, that is the pleasure place for the crows, tadvāyasa tīrtham. So we are not interested with such kind of literature. However, from literary point of view, from poetic point of view, they are very nicely written. If there is no Krishna Katha, there is no description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no devotee should be interested. Even though we do not attach the daily newspaper. Why? Because there is no Krishna Katha. What is the same thing? Punat punat chajvita charvanana, repeating the same. This man was stolen of his property. This politician has said like this, that politician has replied like this. There was disaster, there was fire, there was this. These news are full of newspapers, so many bunch of papers. So, who cares for it? So the boy some people. Crow-like men, not these swans, white swans. White swans, they go to the very clear water where there is nice garden, nice birds are chirping, nice fruits are there. You will find the white swans will go there in the park. And the crows will go where everything garbage, nasty things are thrown out. They'll enjoy it. Even in the animals, the birds, you'll find the distinction. Why the crow does not go to the nice garden? And why the swan does not go to the crow society? So, there are different classes of men. Crow society and swan society. The swan society is different from the crow society. How you can make equal? The people are trying to make classless societies. It is not possible to make classless society because every living entity is being controlled by a different quality. So the qualitative distinction must be there. You cannot make that classless. It is all imagination. The crow class, the swan class, the pigeon class, the dog class, even in the animals, even in the birds, even in the plants, There is a plant, rose tree. And another plant. It is useless. No fruit, no flower. It is simply meant for becoming clear. So by nature there are so many distinctions. You cannot make equal everything. This is called variety. But everything is required, provided one knows how to utilize it. And that is possible by Krishna conscious person, not by ordinary person. To accept all varieties of creation and engage them in Krishna's service. That is Krishna consciousness. So, the first condition is, jodi, if Krishna katha asana, that should be the principle of devotees. Anything which has no connection with Krishna, we are no interest. Let it go. We are simply interested if it is related with Krishna. Nirmanni Krishna sammanni yukta vairagamuch. Our principle is to follow the Goswamis. They have given two formulas, Rupa Goswami. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sammandi vastuna mamukshuni parityaga phalgu vairagya tattva. Where there is connection of Krishna, if you can utilize it for Krishna, just like we are utilizing everything, this building we are utilizing, this camera we are utilizing, we are using this microphone, and using paper and press, we are using everything. But why? For Krishna. We are not engaged here for singing cinema songs or like that. No. We can utilize these instruments for singing the glory of Krishna. Therefore we have to take advantage. Otherwise, but people, there are so-called taggies. These people are using material things. This man is taking material advantage, at the same time he's condemning material advantage. We don't condemn. We simply teach people that utilize for Krishna. Nidmanne Krishna Sambhat. We don't condemn. We don't say that don't manufacture this microphone. Yes, microphone is, but use it for declaring glories of the Lord. Then it is fully utilized. That is our process, Krishna consciousness. So, we are not this so-called Mayavadi sannyasi, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha. Why Jagan Mitha? Mitha means false. They say the Jagat Mitha, this whole material world, is false. We don't say false. We say it is temporary. And so long it is in use, you utilize it for Krishna. Then, in this material world, will be utilized for Krishna consciousness. This is our program. We don't reject anything. Therefore, Rupa Goswami, prapanchikataya buddhya, hari sammandi vastuna, a thing which can be used for the service of Hari, Krishna, if it is given up as material, that vairagya, that renunciation is not very good. That renunciation, I renounce everything. Just when amongst is going, they will not ride on car, they will walk. So our principle is not like that. We shall not take advantage of motor car or the airplanes. These are all material. I shall walk. Why shall I walk? If I would not have taken the advantage of the aeroplanes, how I could preach Krishna consciousness all over the world so sweetly. We must say, all advantage, but for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. We shall encourage people, but the thing is that we may not forget. If by material opulence we forget Krishna, then that is suicide. That is, therefore, we have to be a little careful. We may drive the Rolls-Royce car, but may not identify with the car. And now I become Rolls-Royce. You are Chevrolet. I am Rolls-Royce. Don't become nonsense like that. Rolls-Royce car is different from you and Chevrolet car is also different from you. You can take advantage of them. Don't ask. They are identified with the matter. That is the defect. That is called Maya. He is not identified with Krishna, that I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am not part and parcel of this Rolls-Royce car. If one keeps himself, awakened in this way, so in any condition of life, he is liberated. Any condition. That is also given by Rupa Goswami. Iha dasya harir dasi karmana manasa bhasa nikileshu api avasthasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. Iha means desire. Dasya, anyone is desire, is always thinking how to serve Krishna. How to serve Krishna with whole world paraphernalia. Is planning. Such person. Iha dasya harir dasi. His main aim is how to serve Krishna. Karmana manasa vacha. One can serve Krishna by his activities, karmana, by mind, by thinking, by planning how to do it nicely. Mind is also required. Karmana manasa vacha, and by words, how preaching. Such person, nikileshu api avasthasu, in any condition of life, he may be in Vrindavan or he may be in hell. He has nothing to do with anything else except with Krishna. Jivan mukta sa uchyate, he is always liberated. That is required. Therefore, it is said, jadi krishna tatha asram. Is this description which I am asking you, what is the reason that Parikshit Maharaj was going with his tool, royal tool? What business he had to punish one man who dressed like a king and trying to kill cows? So why he was interested? Is it for Krishna or for his personal interest? If it is for Krishna, then please, Tathatam, Mahabhava, you are most fortunate, please describe. And another point is, Nideva, Chinnadhik. Nideva, Ni means human being. And Deva means God. So the king is considered as God in the human society. Let's see what should be the position of the king. I know. How much qualified he must be? Because a king is supposed to be representative of God to develop Krishna consciousness of the people. That is king's duty. Therefore he is called Nideva. Anyone who is trying for Krishna to make people Krishna consciousness, he is representative of Krishna, real representative. Therefore, Guru is offered the respect exactly like Krishna. Shakshadharitena samastha shastri, rupta sathabhavata, because he is Kintu Prabhu Dha Priya Evatas. He is doing the most confidential service, Krishna. Krishna wants everyone to surrender to him. And the spiritual master is doing the same. Please surrender to Krishna. Therefore, he is the most confidential servant of Krishna. He should be honored as Krishna. That is the duty of the king also. Everyone should come forward. The father, the mother, the king, the spiritual master. Upon whom the instruction of the disciples of the subordinate worlds is depending. This should be all Krishna conscious. Therefore he said, Nideha. Nideva Sinnadri. And he was punished because although he dressed himself like a king, but he had no responsibility. Therefore, Nideva Sinnadri. Sudra. He was actually Sudra. And he was taking the place of a king. Therefore, he should be punished. This is the duty of the government. Nobody can cheat. If you dress like such and such person, you must deal also, honestly, otherwise you will be punished. Thank you very much.
Chant.
Allah, 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 All